So, like I was saying on the last show I was on, I'm doing a program called Living the Example in Columbia County. It's basically a curriculum that talks about positivity and being drug-free, promoting positive decisions and different things like that. So I have one of the youth, one of my young adults here with us today that I'm so proud of.
Very proud of.
She's been like one of the leaders of the program. When I was first doing outreach, she came back to me like, listen, KK, I got like 3 or 4 more people to join in. And we've got started. Tonight you'll see a bunch of them on social media using the hashtag Living the Example and promoting mm-hmm. different people in our communities. And so you're going to see big things from them. So I'm proud to have, you know, Michael Walters here today.
Let me give her a clap. You know what I'm saying? Now, we are not strangers. We know each other. And I got a message from a certain someone in Utica. He said, good luck. And why are you smiling so hard? Get in the microphone. Get in the microphone. Right, he told me to tell you. He asked me if you were going to be on the radio today. And I said, yeah, I think so. She's supposed to be. He's like, just tell her I said good luck. And she got this. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Did it make you more nervous or relaxed?
He told me the same thing.
All right. Well, he told you first?
He texted me and said the same thing.
Wait, it's like, what's up with that? Why didn't he tell me to say it then?
I don't know.
I'm going to call him tonight. But what is the program Living the Example?
So this program is a youth ambassador program in which us youth advocate for living the example. Me and my fellow youth have come together to kind of represent Hudson High School and even our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is kind of focus on what we do around, because sometimes Hudson's mistaken for like what's going on here, the idea of what goes on in our school and stuff. So we're just gonna kind of live the example, I guess.
Okay, why is it important to have this type of program at Hudson High School?
Having this program in Hudson High School means a lot, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on around us that we see every day, and it's a good way for us to come together, step up, and lead by example.
Well, I'm going to give you the clap for that. Can I give it a clap, Slay?
Yeah, right, she came prepared. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. But that's what I said. She's a leader.
Will you tell us why you joined the group? Like, why is it important to you?
I joined it because many times I've been involved in the community with Kite's Nest and stuff like that. And I feel like I play basketball at Hudson High School, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of young people that look up to me. And I feel by me stepping up and doing something else, it will show another example that I do.
I got to give another clap, though.
Yes,
I got
fire.
Yeah, you are. I'm not surprised, though. What makes Living the Example different from any other program that they might offer at high school, at Hudson High School?
I think Living the Example is more involved with the community. A lot of times the programs within our high school is just for the high school students or just for like the younger people in our school. But many times, like in our community, there's people that can speak about experiences that they've experienced and kind of make us understand and grow from them, that you can do something bad and then you can grow and do something positive and be a role model.
I gotta get another clap, though. I don't think nobody got this many. My last question, in the short time that you've been involved with it, is there anything that you might add or suggest to make it better, or is everything just the way it should be?
Can you repeat the question again?
See, I came up with that one off the top of my head. I said, in the short time that you've been involved with Living the Example, the program itself, is mm-hmm. there anything that you would add to it or change, or is the program just the way it should be?
I feel like it's how it should be, honestly. I feel like KK has it set up pretty good, and many of us are really interested in it. And well, I've definitely like brought many people into it and stuff. And every day they come up to me and they're always talking about it. So I get to kind of like, I don't know.
That's really good. What we're going to do is we're going to give you a black card. And KK will explain what that black card means, but we would love to have you come back. And you're a basketball player, so you know you can always, you're always welcome then. But one last time, you got more?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say what living the example is to me.
Yeah, no, I want to hear it.
For me, I put living the example to me means living with the urge and the purpose to better yourself and as well the people around you every day.
All right. Good. Slay. She got more claps than you did. You got to run for. You can't beat that. Mm-hmm. So basically, why don't you just give out the information how more people could be involved?
Yeah, you know, reach out to me. Reach out to, if you know, students that are in the group in Taconic Hills, Ichabod, Hudson, and Germantown. And, you know, we're just looking for, you know, people to know that the program is here. So we have excellent young adults like Michael who are really steering the ship of this. And I think that's what makes it, you know, a great program. And it's something that comes from them. It's not adults saying, oh, this is what's cool. It's really their program.
Okay. And it definitely means more when it's coming from the youth, because I feel like we represent our city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely do. And you did a great job. Any amazing shout-outs before job. You want to go? You better shout your mom out. You know you better shout somebody out.
You want me to shout somebody out?
Yeah. You better shout your mom. Mm-hmm. We don't want no problems.
No, I'm honestly going to shout out Mike, because I don't like talking on radio. I get really nervous, but mm-hmm. He encouraged me to step up and talk, and I even asked him for some help with what I should put down. And
now, you did great. And,
you did great. Yeah, shout out Mike. Yeah,
shout out to Mike, man. I'm going to give you a clap. Yeah, thank mm-hmm. you so much. Bam. 6-7.
Bam.
Ain't nobody beating that.